This is Dr. Leung. The clinical patient last name is Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. First name is William. Date of visit is January 29, 2025. Next paragraph, our patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, our patient tells me that since 2016, my patient had been working with explosives. So first up, he is a explosive ordnance, O-R-D-N-A-N-C-E, disposal technician in the Air Force. The first of our patients and has been exposed to multiple explosions each month for most of his service life. None of these explosions were strong enough to cause injury. However, he feels that these multiple mild explosions are causing him to have traumatic brain injury. Our patient tells me that he was stationed in Las Vegas, Nellis, N-E-L-L-I-S, Air Force Base. First patient also stationed in Florida, Korea, and in Japan. Patient tells me that he has never lost any consciousness. Patient has never lost any consciousness. Patient did not have a headaches from these explosions. Patient tells me that he has been exposed to many explosions. Patient tells me currently he's having ADHD symptoms. Patient tells me that he's currently having depression symptoms, anxiety symptoms, and insomnia symptoms. Also memory problems. Patient's difficulty to concentrate and focus. Patient is currently working for the Air Force. Patient will be separated soon. Patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting his job for the Air Force. Patient tells me that his depression symptoms, anxiety symptoms, and insomnia symptoms and concentration focus difficulties are affecting his job. Patient tells me that his memory problem also affecting his job. This marks a gain of attention. Next patient's last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. First name is Angel, A-N-G-E-L. Date of visit is January 28, 2025. And next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. In November 2021, a patient was in the training exercise in Fort Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. Patient was in the fast responsive team. Patient tells me that he was a passenger in a military truck. But that truck went into the ditch. Patient tells me that he hit his head, and there was a rollover accident. Patient completely lost consciousness. Patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for 5 minutes. Patient tells me that when he woke up, patient has severe head pain. Patient has severe neck pain. He was not able to feel on the right entire side of the body, on the right side. Patient tells me that he had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for several days. Patient also was seeing stars. Patient had these symptoms for the next few hours, seeing stars. Patient was flown to a hospital in Las Vegas to the trauma center. Since the accident, a patient has significant headaches, nausea, sensitivity to light, numbness, migraines, pain in the shoulders and the neck, blurred vision, forgetfulness, sleepiness, anxieties, nervousness, symptoms, and sadness. Patient is currently working as an infantry for the Army. Patient has poor memory. Patient has significant headaches at work. Patient has significant difficulty concentrate at work. Patient is not able to fire guns anymore because of his symptoms and concentration difficulties. Patient also blurred vision, which is also affecting him to work as infantry. Patient tells me that his headaches are significantly affecting his focus. Next paragraph, this marks a gain of attention.